My name is Davis Rouse. I am 12 years old. Today is November 5th, and I'm speaking with my Uncle Matt, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Raleigh, North Carolina. So, Uncle Matt, how do you think trees help the environment?
So, first and foremost, we couldn't live without them because trees produce one important thing, and that's oxygen, which is what we breathe. So, if there were no trees, there would not be any people.
Good answer. Okay. How has Earth been affected by cutting down trees?
So the first thing that it's probably doing is reducing the natural habitat for living creatures. In some places like rainforests or other areas, it takes hundreds of years to create these habitats. So even by replacing the trees, after you cut them down, you're still destroying these natural habitats that could take a very long time to replace.
What importance do trees have to you?
So as I said earlier, you know, the first thing is they provide oxygen for us. More importantly, or just as importantly, is they provide shade for us. So, you know, we have a lot of trees around our house that reduce our energy bill because we're shaded from the sun, so it doesn't take as much for air conditioning.
What importance do you think trees have to the world?
So outside of producing oxygen, every animal depends on trees. And I just read today that our ozone layer is the smallest that it's been since 1988, which is also very important because the ozone layer reduces the sunlight rays that are coming in and heating up the earth. So, and that's all due to trees that are producing the gases to reduce that.
How do you think we can stop cutting down too many trees?
So it's a matter of supply and demand. If there's no demand for trees, then there's no need to cut them down to supply them. But right now, lots of people need trees to build houses, but there are working on other ways to build houses. And so I think the supply for trees or the demand for trees may be reduced. Therefore, the supply and the cutting them down would also be reduced.
Okay. Have you ever done anything in your life to help trees?
To help, I've planted a few trees. Growing up on a farm in Kansas, we needed trees to reduce the wind to save the topsoil. Back in the 1930s, all the topsoil was blown away because there were no trees. And so we have these things called shelter belts, which are these giant rows of trees to stop the wind, to keep the soil in place so that we could plant crops.
What is a shelter belt?
So a shelter belt is when you have large areas of trees. So we had half of a square mile of very flat land in Kansas. And so the wind would come and blow. I've seen wind blow up to 75 miles an hour. And it would take all of that topsoil that you dig up because you need loose topsoil to put the plants in. And the wind would blow all of that away. And your crops would blow away as well. So we would put in these large rows of trees, and that's what we call the shelter belt, and that would reduce the amount of wind and block it. If you go through today and you look at all the crops, you'll see these large humps that go over the crops, and so that kind of replaces traditional shelter belts. And these humps move the wind and do other things to manipulate the wind to keep the topsoil in place.
That was a very good answer. How do you think trees and climate change are connected? If so, how?
So I don't necessarily know that the cutting down of trees are connected to climate change. I think climate change is more a matter of pollution. In fact, we actually have more trees in America today than when we first came here over 200 years ago. As we migrated and we saw the need for trees, you know, think of people like Johnny Appleseed. There was a large need for trees, even though he created apples to make cider more than to nourish people. But it was still the planting of trees as a necessity as we migrated and moved our way west.
Do you think recent major storms have been influenced by climate change?
I do. As the earth is getting warmer, the oceans are getting warmer, which is where the storms are coming from, which indicates that we are seeing much bigger storms today. But more importantly, if you look at the floods that are happening in the last 5 years, They're more catastrophic and bigger than we've ever seen before. Houston is an example. New Orleans has been underwater. The hurricanes that have just come about now with within Florida and Puerto Rico. I believe these are all indicative of climate change, oceans getting warmer and creating bigger storms and flooding. And also the levels of the ocean are rising as well. I just watched something on television last night about the rapid growth or an increase of the ocean's levels. And they're saying by the year 2100 that the entire Outer Banks could be underwater.
How do you think that the world could help prevent climate change from growing?
So there are two schools of thought on this. The first school of thought is, you know, that we as the people are contributing this, and I agree with that. And so we need to do things to stop polluting and stop generating heat with our automobiles and our air conditioners and things like that. There's another school, well, to answer the question, we could stop that by reducing the carbon footprint that we have, either by taking mass transit or walking or, you know, things that don't require driving. Another school of thought that we could fix it, and this is more of a quicker fix, is to actually reflect the sun's rays. There are ways of doing it out there, and if you look at when volcanoes have recently erupted in the last 20 years, all of that ash that gets put into the sky actually reflects the sun's rays and cools the earth off. So there are ways that we could send stuff up, particles up into the air to reflect the sun's rays to cool the earth off. But then it becomes a very political question. And that political question is, who's in charge of that thermostat for the entire globe?
Have you done anything to help prevent climate change?
I don't really feel that I have, but my wife and I did just walk to the store instead of drive. We do have smart light bulbs in our house to reduce energy, so more LED, more efficient light bulbs. We don't drive very much, but that's for a different reason. We are allowed to work from home, so we don't have to drive to the office every day, so that also reduces our carbon footprint as well.
If you could give advice to kids my age on how to prevent climate change from growing, what would it be?
So kids your age, we just need to realize that this is a much bigger problem and it's bigger than all of us, and we can't take the wait and see approach. We have to be doing something, not now, but actually yesterday. The other thing that we cannot do, we cannot have this attitude of it's somebody else's problem. Even if, China with its, 10 billion people or something, and they're not doing anything about it, that doesn't really matter because we still need to be doing our part and potentially their part until they get on board, because at the end of the day, we are all in this together.